A Jewish journal article, The Passage of Time. And the days when we went from Kadesh Barnea, until we crossed the brook of Zered, numbered 38 years, until all the generation of the men of war expired from the midst of the camp. Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 14. The time jump is one of my favorite tropes. Suddenly the characters are older and we have no idea what they've experienced since we last saw them. We can see the wisdom and damage on their faces. We know they've been through some stuff. Time jumps remind me of my own mortality. So many years have passed under my feet. I look in the mirror and, like the characters, I have no idea how either of us got here. And I was here for all of it. How is it possible I used to not have a child? And now I have a teenager? When did I learn how to do this? Did I ever? How is it possible I used to pine over the impossibility of finding a soulmate, and now it's like I have a whole separate body? How is it possible I used to be locked behind the bars of a crib, and now I'm free to operate a motor vehicle? 38 years of events passed between when the Israelites almost got to enter the promised land and when their children finally did, leaving the ones who walked out of Egypt as dust on the wrong side of the river. I don't think I've learned from their mistakes, and I am continually startled by the passage of time. Rick Lupert, a poet, songleader and graphic designer, is the author of 27 books including, God Wrestler, a poem for every Torah portion.